The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Father's Day, Anthony Weiner. We tried to come up with a way to combine those two openings for 30 minutes, solid, nothing.
He's a daddy, so, right?
Instead, we'll just say, Anthony Weiner, Father's Day, my brother and me. Sorry to begin in such an upsetting fashion.
Topical.
Justin McElroy. Topical.
Cutting edge.
Cutting edge. Weiner, Weiner, Weiner. Lots of comedians are making Weiner puns, but nobody's really embracing just saying Weiner Day.
I've fallen behind on the news. What's this guy's story? What's his sitch?
His story is he is a lawmaker.
Okay.
With a really great sense of irony.
Yeah. And a really great nine iron down there in his zone, in his pants.
Caddyshack?
It is down in his Caddyshack.
Representative Weiner represented his wiener to a lady on Twitter.
But it doesn't matter because this... The comedic ground has already been thoroughly sort of tilled. What I'm saying is nobody's pushed it the extra level of blending with Father's Day.
Oh, I see.
Right. I think it's gonna give it that special picante spice that we regularly provide with our topical mashups.
Is that cilantro? No.
So hold up. This cat he tweeted a dick pic?
I can't keep you.
No, hold on, because this is flabbergasting.
This is a chance for real-world wisdom.
Like, unless you've got a sound effect somewhere of, like, a hyperbaric chamber opening and you stepping out of it, like,
this is No, seriously. So he didn't text it. He tweet-blasted his dick to a woman?
Yes.
How do you forget goof that hard?
You forget that D to signify a direct message and says just like, hey, Lori, look what I did.
Check out this dick and these balls.
Look what God did, Lori.
Oh, God, that's rough. That's rough stuff.
That's rough, but it's been rough for, like, 2 weeks. Like, have you been? Like, it's been, like, the biggest thing, because his wiener is his name. Like, his name is Weiner, and, like...
Justin, I had to go on a spirit quest journey.
Unless your ass is in a sweat lodge. I have no excuses.
In the week before and after, I went to a coffee enema lodge to prepare for the live show that we did.
Isn't that right across from Kings Island?
It is. You turn left to Kings Island. It's actually on top of the fake Eiffel Tower in Kings Island. You get up there and you just for 2 weeks, just like find your spirit animal and get coffee enemas back to back.
That's how it sounds. Beautiful. This is, as you certainly guessed, my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy,
and I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm the baby Griffin. How do you tweet a picture of your dick at somebody?
And then as an elected official, how do you do that and then not go, oh, damn, shit.
Well, that's the coolest thing about this story. I cannot believe you've drugged me into talking about this. The best thing about this story is when everybody was like, hey, you tweeted a picture of your dick. He was like, hackers.
Weren't hackers. My dick.
Fucking like, lulzsec kicked in my door, pulled down my pants, and snapped a JPEG of my sweet dick. Happy Father's Day.
I could not pick that dick out of a lineup.
Shaggy was directly behind him like, say it wasn't you. you got me, Shaggy. Are you sure, Shaggy? Say it wasn't you. Like, and that'll work? Just tell him it wasn't my... Say it wasn't... All right.
You get it, Shag.
Picture this. Shaggy! So this is our advice show. Let's get to the advice. This girl I've been dating for 2.5 months now. We have sex on a regular basis. I come over to her apartment often, and we even go on dates every week. Despite all this, she doesn't want to be called my girlfriend. When I asked her what it is that we're doing, she says hanging out. When I ask her what she tells her family about me, she says I'm the guy. What do I do, brothers? Sincerely, Lost in Translation.
Just first and foremost, I think being called the guy is way cooler than being the boyfriend. Yeah, it's
pretty fucking cool. Like, yeah. This is my roofing guy. This is my fucking guy.
This is my guy for doing it. Yeah, like that. That sounds like calling somebody the guy is like something you reserve for super. Like that's something you'd call Timothy Oliphant or something. Like super cool people.
Uh huh.
You don't get much cooler than Timothy Oliphant.
Timmy-o. I think that you are a little too hung up on nomenclature, and she's way too hung up on avoiding nomenclature, like to a weird extent.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but I know those people. I know those people that say like putting a name on it ruins it, but they're still doing that. They're still dating. They're still
doing the shit,
but they're just not calling it that because they're afraid of spoiling it or ruining it or something. And that's dumb, but at the same time, it's straightforward dumb. It's like, hey, here's the deal. We're not going to call it boyfriend, girlfriend.
Listen,
it's like,
a rose by any other name is still getting a stick wet on the reg. Like,
what's up? Yeah, if you're uncomfortable. Now, okay, maybe it's not the labels. Maybe it's the lack of stability. I would say that
like he's unsure. Like, it's, you know, it's
he doesn't know what they're doing. Right. He doesn't know. It's not just that she is.
But you know what? I think that happens in every relationship, and it's not just with the title. I think that, yeah, the title is this security blanket that makes you feel better. But I think everybody always goes through that entrance period, especially 2.5 months in. Jeez. You're like, what is this? What's going on? Are we committed? I don't know.
Am I the guy?
Yeah, am I the guy?
I can't carry the guy.
I can't think of a relationship status that is more secure than hanging out. Because you'll never stop hanging out. Like, you can take that shit to the grave. Like, oh, do you, Lori, promise to take Jacob and just, like, fucking bro out with him 24/7?
Speaking of labels, I have hung out many a time. You are not hanging out.
No. Unless I missed something in between playing Sega and eating juice pops.
Yeah. Hey, you want to pop in NHL 96? You want to fuck? Whatever. Whatever you want to do.
Just come over and hang out.
We'll make some bagel bites. See where it goes. Just bro out. Play some NES. I think that if it... You can ask her to label things all you want. She's obviously not ready for anything super serious. So I if you're expecting that or wanting that, I don't think you're going to get it from this girl.
Nope.
At least not right now.
Not directly. But, I mean, well, it depends on, you could turn it into a relationship without labeling it, without making it a big deal. It can become a relationship, but if it's important to you that you know what it is up front, you're not going to get that.
I should ask her, am I a guy or the guy? As long as you're the guy, you're cool. Mm-hmm. Unless she's, like, got the man.
Unless you're the guy number 26.
The dude.
The fella.
Not the
dude. The gentleman suitor.
This is my caller.
He's taking me to Cotillion.
He brought me a glassy unicorn.
Someone's been watching way too much Twin Peaks.
Yeah. I have... What?
No.
It's what?
Twin Peaks.
I'm gonna come through this fucking microphone.
Glass menagerie, you dumb bitch.
There's also in Twin Peaks, that scene where the guy gives the other girl to the glass unicorn.
God, you're right. All right.
Damn it.
I'll let it slide this time.
These nuts! Twin
Peaks! Agent Dale Cooper up in this bitch! All right. I have an etiquette question for you. Well, you've come to the right place, clearly. Often, when a friend or family member is going through a difficult time, a person will say something along the lines of, I'll be praying for you. You'll be in my prayers. With a Z. This thing is, I'm not a particularly religious person, so telling someone I'm going to pray for them feels a little fraudulent. Obviously, if someone is about to go into surgery or something, it's not a good time to say, good luck with all that, or that death is probabilistic and ultimately inevitable. So can you guys help me come up with some other non-religious phrases that carry the same weight and meaning as these more traditional sentiments? Thanks for the help, Chris.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, definitely don't say that shit about death being inevitable.
No. I think that there's such a wide spectrum between I'll be praying for you and good luck with all that.
Yeah.
You know what I tell people?
There's some shit in between those two, right, dog?
I tell people they've been on my heart.
Yeah.
That cuts to it. Hey, you've been on my heart lately. You've been in my thoughts.
There it is.
You've been in my heart, my thoughts. My whole thing has been about you. You could also say I'll be playing for you if you're a professional athlete, because then it's like, oh, they're dedicating
or a musician,
a sports,
or if you have a particularly intense like bocce ball match coming up.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. This one's for you, Greg.
This one, I'm going to pitch this bowl. I don't know. I think you can also say like, you know, I'm here. If you need anything, let me know if you need anything, and I can help you with that. Like, I think that saying that you'll be in my thoughts is not practical.
Mm-hmm. Was practical. What about, like if something happens, I'll marry your wife.
No. Like, do you want any? I'm about to run a Taco Bell. Do you want a fajita and maybe a medium Baja Blast? Is maybe some cinnamon twists.
Do you want to get Baja Blast? I know you have
surgery. Dangerous surgery. But do you want a chalupa first?
What a surprise that'll be for the doctor. What's this?
Mm-hmm. What's this inside him?
Is this a Baja fish taco that you ate before surgery? You were given explicit instructions not to eat, and specific instructions not to eat Baja fish tacos ever. Why would you put two in here? Are these your car keys? Like, what did you even do?
Wait a second.
Are you a goat?
Wait a second. The tumor is gone. This Baja fresh fish taco killed your tumor.
This Baja sauce is the cure.
Eureka.
Eureka.
We found it.
Thank you, you fat fuck. You did it. What other?
How about if something happens, I'll delete your internet history.
It's good.
I feel like that's practical. I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. How about you are definitely going to make it through this?
Guarantee them. If they don't,
I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky.
Oh, the best part about that is if something happens, how are you going to be held accountable?
That's true. They got, well, you got hauntings.
Yeah.
Obs, obviously.
Oh, you're going to have a ghostwriter situation on your hands.
Yeah, he's going to haunt your words, your phrases, he's read gonna everything make your words, you're writing.
He's going to make your words better.
Talk about your grammar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or your grandma. Hey, Griffin. You know what
Do
I
you
mean.
Want a Yahoo?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at these for a while. I should probably.
I'm really having to suck at this thermos to get the coffee inside. So. If you hear like a sort of like a wet wind tunnel, like a squishy wind tunnel, that's me getting some hazelnut.
This one was sent in by
a daily dosage of vitamin H.
This one was sent in by two people.
Hazelnut.
Which is weird. Came from two different people with the same question. The internet's such a big place.
Yeah.
It was sent in by Thomas Anderson and Jonathan Cole. Thank you, dudes. It's by Yahoo Answers user Lucretia Millicent, who asks, my 14-year-old sister is afraid of Hitler. I thought she was crazy, but now I'm starting to wonder. My little sister is so scared to death of Hitler, she can't even go outside. It started when she had this dream about Hitler coming up through the plumbing and getting in the house, so she makes us keep cement blocks on all the toilet lids and also on the washer, and she will only take baths, no showers, so she can plug the hole. She says Hitler can come out of the sewer, though, and that's why she refuses to leave the house. Now, I was really worried and wanted to help her get over it, so I made up a spell to banish Hitler, thinking that maybe that would make her feel safe. Well, we were doing the spell in the bathroom, and the toilet seat lifted, and I heard some man speaking German. We screamed and got up and ran off, and now my sister is putting chains on the toilet, so I hope no one gets the shits anytime soon. What happened?
That's what I'm wondering.
That's my favorite part of this question. Can't quite put it together.
So Hitler, okay, if you believe in Hitler hard enough, he will appear. That's that's an inevitability.
We have actually said his name too many times now, because if you say it too many enough times, he apparates.
Like Beetlejuice.
Very much like Beetlejuice, only instead of mischief, he does unspeakable genocide crimes.
Well, I think that it's still I remember
the
from
spectrum, right? It's just like the worst kind
it's
of
It's like the most mischief.
The most mischievous shit you could do ever.
Like
ever,
the highest
ever.
Level of shenanigans ever. To the point
I can't.
Where it's
I don't think we can
anymore.
Call it hijinks. Like it's low really jinx. Like a nightmarish like crime against humanity.
Hijinks indicates like a wink and a nod.
Yeah. Hijinks usually hijinks is harmless. Like a fiasco. Like I would not planking. I would not call the
planking is hijinks.
Yes, thank you.
Have you guys ever heard that urban legend where parents buy their kids baby Hitlers, and then as they start to get too big, the parents flush the baby Hitlers down the toilet, and then you have to worry about the full-grown Hitlers down in the sewer.
Right.
And it forms if they get too in like a metropolitan area. This is true. I swear to Christ. In metropolitan areas where mm-hmm. the population per mile is you know so dense that the Hitlers, the flushed Hitlers, will grow together and form a Hitler king.
That's absolutely true.
That is 100% absolutely true.
That is 100% true. The only thing that you can hope is that Winston Churchill has also been flushed and has been bathed in some sort of mutagenic ooze.
Oh. And then they have the most epic battle.
The most epic battle.
Somebody, like, can we go ahead and option these rights?
To, like, but TM, by the way.
TM, all that shit.
C with a circle around it.
Ninja Winston's teenage youth. Winston.
I'm Winston. Happy. I'm also Winston.
I use the bow staff.
I use the bow staff, but I am Winston.
Do you know what Hitler and also Hitler King's biggest weakness is?
Magic
spells.
Magic spells, obviously.
That's why he got so fucking aggro and tried to come out of your toilet pipes. Is because you pissed him off with your magic spells. Most people don't know this. Hitler hauntings, you can comfortably live in a place, in an apartment or home, any sort of domestic setting that is being haunted by a Hitler ghost.
Usually
you can make it work for you and see if the land will you know, knock off a hundo from that rent.
Hey, I'm pretty sure it smells like mustache wax in here.
Pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
What can I do?
What can you do? Also,
what happened?
People
what
say
happened here?
What happened
to Hitler? You mean, or the mustache?
No, in this whole situation, I'm
the
so
whole,
confused.
What happened with their spell? Like, I don't know. Was a Ouija board involved? Was there a Ouija? Because I read a book, a chick tract about Ouija boards, and they are evil. I know that much.
Yeah, definitely.
When you were talking about the part where like she's afraid to go outside, I had this mental image of like the girl looking out the window and Hitler leaning out from behind a tree and just like pointing at the girl and the girl ducking back down.
Now I'm scared of Hitler. Thanks,
Travis.
Thanks so much. That's
can't
horrifying.
Leave the house now.
My longtime boyfriend followed me when I moved out of state and it did not go well. We broke up and he moved back to our hometown. However, he left most of his personal belongings behind. He keeps saying he's going to get them, but it's been almost a year since he moved out now. My lease is up at the end of summer and I want to move to a new apartment. Is it okay for me to throw his stuff away? That's from Carrie Ann.
Yes, of course it is.
Of course it is.
How is this a question?
Hey.
Throw everything away. I'm moving to Austin in a little under a month now, and I'm going to throw every...
Watch out, ladies.
Hey, babies. I'm going to throw every fucking thing that I own away that I don't use on a day-to-day. If there
and
were
some
other
stuff that
shit,
I own that you took with you.
Oh, man. It's gone, man.
I know.
It's fucking gone. If you have shit in my employ that I have not touched nor seen in 12 months, it's gone. It's gonzo.
I think, Carrie, an important thing to keep in mind here is when he left that shit there, he was basically saying to you, hey, make sure you move this with you when you go anywhere. And that's bullshit. If he doesn't come to get it in a year or ask you to ship it to him or pay for shipping or something, it's yours. You need to sell it in a garage sale or give it away or burn it.
Nobody wants things anymore. I think that since I turned, call it 18, my main action has been getting rid of stuff, like trying to unload stuff and my getting rid of material possessions. In this world, you accumulate them so quickly. I just want to get rid of them.
I just hate shit. I hate having shit.
Yeah, I hate having things. And I try to get rid of them. I try to pawn them off on people that come into my office. I'll hand them several books or maybe a...
old fifth grade drawings.
Some masking tape that's almost all gone. And I don't want to keep the roll around. Like, he just pawned all that off on you. Yeah. I think you probably want to shoot him a text. Just like, hey, your stuff's going in the garbage. Sorry, Dylan.
Come get it.
Come get it if you want it. It's in the garbage. It's in the dumpster.
It's probably bullshit stuff anyways. I mean, if he didn't take it with him, he can't be that committed to
it. It's not like his fucking asthma inhaler said it needs to live. Like, it's his fucking rollout desk. Like, it's
probably got bed bugs in it.
Mm. Yeah. You know what else has got in it? You know what else is in that stuff? Memories. Gotta get rid of it, girl.
But mainly closure. The bed bugs. It's all, he left you with a bunch of bed bug stuff, a bunch of BB gear. Mm-hmm. and you're supposed to keep it? Nah, it's going to the dumpster. Sorry, BB gear. Sorry, Dylan. Your things are in the trash. I set them on fire. Also, I miss you. Come back.
Dylan, I miss you so much.
Please come back. How can I become cooler on Facebook? I try to post interesting status updates, upload wacky photos of my friends and I, and I often wish other people a happy birthday, even if I don't know them that well. But no one ever gives me any Facebook attention. I want to be cool in the internet world, as well as the regular world. Help me, brothers. What should I do? Pitiful in Pittsburgh.
That's no way to start.
Yeah, don't be pitiful. Time to buck up. Time to turn this around.
Do less?
Yeah, no, that's it. No, you got to make them want it.
Yeah.
You think?
How can they miss you if you're always there?
It's like this. If you accept every friend request and say yes to everybody who asks you to do something, then it's not special. But if you request, like, if you accept, like, one out of every 1,000, then that one person feels so fucking special to be your friend.
Mm-hmm. How would they ever know, though? How could you ever know?
I'll tell them.
I'll tell you what discourages me from interacting with people on Facebook. You gotta get a good picture of yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't put a weird picture of you standing in shadows that looks like you're on fire or you smell bad and there's PU lines going off. Get your sexy right. Get a really nice looking picture. You know what I mean?
Who are these people that have photoshopped stink flies and PU lines coming off their body?
Somebody who would call themselves pitiful in Pittsburgh.
Fair enough.
You look at the
make
picture.
Sure that you don't have a Facebook photo of like an animal or like you in a big group.
Oh, I hate that. Are you in a baby? And the baby's in the picture? That's not.
And when it's not Facebook. Your baby, because it confuses all of your friends from high school. Thanks They're all going, is that your baby? And you're like, no. It's like, well, bullshit. Be friends.
Thanks for putting the baby on the grid, asshole.
My latest point of contention is for Father's Day, a lot of people have been changing their Facebook profile pictures to that of their dads, of their daddies. And it's like, that's pretty confusing for me. When it's like, Jennifer kind of looks like a dad now. Like,
why am I friends with all these old dads?
Why are all these dads my friend? My ex-girlfriend is a dad? What?
Things went, I got off that train just in time, apparently.
For the swap. The switcheroo.
Also, I would suggest not wishing happy birthday to people you don't know that well. Yeah, I wouldn't want people I don't know that well to wish me happy birthday. It kind of creeps me out that they know that much about me.
I don't know about that. I like how, I mean, we've talked about my my policy on Facebook and how it's basically just a bed of human beings that I just roll around in and get dirty.
Right. With their thoughts.
Just like, hey, weirdo, don't know you. Here's a poke.
Is it possible that you that you posted a lot of bullshit? Because sometimes when people post a lot of bullshit, I just give them the old blockerino. I send them straight to the block pile. And it could be that you've gotten the old block. I don't have a better name for it, but like it could be you just got blocked and like nobody can see your shit because forever you talked about how depressed you were and no one wants to see that.
That's the first thing. If you're doing that, which if your name is Pitiful in Pittsburgh, I'm assuming you've done at least once. Like, fuck that noise. Like,
cheese it. You gotta
know who people want to be friends with? Happy people. Like, I like to hang out with happy people. Those are the people I want to associate with. So just fake it. Put on a big plastic smile.
Have you thought about Facebooking pictures of your pee-pee, of your wiener?
Of your weenus.
Of your weenus. Have you thought about Facebooking
those? It's caught on like wildfire.
And then with a caption that says, wiener. Wish you were here.
Mm.
In my wiener. What?
I'm going to just tag your whole wiener, I guess. That's what people do with photos. And then see if anybody likes it.
Do you like this wiener?
Like 65 people like this wiener. Click here to see who these nasty fucks are. Nasty.
That'll get you. You got to start mixing it up. You got to take it out there and just really get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Get crazy on
your face. Live on the edge. Change your relationship status.
To dead. That'll get some attention. No, don't do that, because then you would be killed. I think that, first off, you need to private message everybody and say, I'm sorry that I was so depressing for so long, but I'm really turning it around.
Come back to the new and improved Pitiful in Pittsburgh Facebook experience, now with 100% more dick pics. Check them, tag them, like them.
Facebook. Change your middle name to Dick Pic Danny, even if your name's not Danny.
And come to Dick Pic Danny's Facebook warehouse. Tag it. Love it. Facebook. Now with t-shirts. Come buy our t-shirts for
our we're talking Facebook, about a full-on
Facebook experience.
Rebranding. Mm-hmm. Tag it. Bing it. Tweet it.
Bing and tweet my Dick Pic Warehouse Emporium on Facebook. Poke it.
Still free after all these years. Always here for you since 1863. Danny Dick Pic.
Subscribe Dick to the premium experience. No ads. Just a streamlined dick experience. Coca-Palooza. On Facebook. Tag these. How about a Yahoo?
A Yahoo? Was that not a Yahoo?
No.
Wow. Okay.
I know. This I'm one ready. Was sent in by Ousmane Mariko. I'm a Bim Bam super fan. Thank you,
Ousmane. We're getting there closer to pronouncing
it's
that
by
right,
Yahoo
right?
Answers user Rebecca Rose, who asks, what would you consider to be personality traits of an ideal stallion?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Go on.
No, I won't go on, because that's all that this question is.
Like, literal stallion.
Yeah, like a horse, like a proud...
Well, I think we can all agree, unbroken spirit.
Unbroken spirit.
Unbroken legs also is important.
Yes. Less of a personality. I think discreet.
Able to keep a secret.
What is the application of that? Why do we need a discreet?
Well, Griffin, if I knew the application, I wouldn't tell you. I mean, I'm trying to be like a stallion here.
It defeats the point of discretion if you just go right. Bobbing your wiener picks everywhere.
Hey, horse, why did you tweet this picture of my wiener? Hey, horse, I didn't give you my phone.
That was between us.
That was between us, horse.
What a pity.
I came to you in confidence.
What kind of smartphone could a horse possibly operate?
This question is ridiculous.
So there's another good personality trait, dexterity.
Manual dexterity. Tail.
Thumbs.
A smooth tail. A proud tail. Mm-hmm. That's important in races.
And also not a racist. I don't like a horse. I want him to love all horses and humans equally.
Open-minded.
Yeah.
It's okay if they're biased against fat people, because that's like a health issue.
Yeah, they'll snap right in half. I think it's got to have some wisdom in its eyes.
That's
I think
good.
When you look deep in that horse's eyes, you've got to know that there's feelings stirring around in there, you know?
And no bugs.
No bugs.
I hate it when a horse has bugs in there and it won't even use its comically long tongue to lick them off.
Uh-huh.
Or sweep them away with its mane, with a flourish of its proud long head.
Having mentioned pride?
I just love horses so much.
I love horses too. I love their thick trunks. And I think that I need a proud horse. I think I need a proud gelding.
I want a horse that's going to be more like a best friend.
Yeah.
Right.
And maybe we go on adventures together, and like my cowboy hat falls off and he picks it up for me and nudges me forward and drives me on.
That's so great. I want a horse I can hang out with in every possible definition of the term.
Yeah, just a horse who's fucking cool. Uppity like some of those other horses.
Just want to hang out.
I want a horse that if I joke like, maybe today you can ride me.
Uh-huh.
He'll laugh, but he won't take the joke too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that could be very painful. They're very heavy.
I've ridden a lot of pintos that will just like take the goof and run with it, and it's like now it's weird, pinto, and I have to put you down. Now I have to destroy you
because I know you're not discreet. I was trying to forgive that, but now
I want a horse that knows that when I have to destroy him, I have to do it.
Sure, like he feels bad for you because of the position that he is putting you in with his broke ass legs.
He knows it's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt him.
Yeah.
I want him to make it easier on me by hurling some really hateful shit. Yeah. Like, hateful shit about my parents and loved ones.
Oh, like, I bet you won't do it, you coward.
You coward, oh, well, you that's pussy.
We're putting the horse before the cart.
Supposed to put the horse before the cart.
Shut your fucking mouth. You gotta have...
See, that's the kind of talk that'll get a horse shot.
He has got to be able to talk. He has to possess the capacity for human
speech. Yeah.
What's the point?
Which is rare, I think.
Mare.
But worth a couple extra bucks, you know?
Yeah, I'll drop an extra. That's a big... He has to be cheap. He has to not cost a lot of money.
So we need a cheap talking horse that's able to use a smartphone and will pick up my cowboy hat with tenderness.
Just discretion for Miles.
In fact, that should be his name. Discretion for Miles.
Discretion for Miles. I want one that doesn't make you kill it to get the glue out of him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just show me where your
glue is. Give him your glue, you stingy bastard.
He's got some glue. You want to be able to lactate his glue gland.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
For a quick patch job. I think that
your feet, your horse feet.
Is it too much to ask for a winning smile?
No, winning smile. I couldn't understand you.
I would like my horse to enjoy eating apples. Can we make that happen? And oats.
Yes.
Don't mistake my fingers for carrots. I'm just giving you this carrot.
Silly goof. An apologetic horse for when he does nibble your fingers.
Rainbows behind him, leaves rainbows. Kind of ride rainbows. Rainbow horse.
I want a horse with a horn.
Okay.
Okay.
It's
a unicorn, but
no, because it doesn't have to be on his head.
It could be. It could also be a deer, like a buck. A buck is basically a horse with a horn.
What about a horse with like mini horns that makes it like a spiny exoskeleton?
And maybe fire that shoots out of his nose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he can fly. And also, he's got a big saddle on it, and you can ride on him.
And he's got, like, a tank gun.
Yeah, he's got a tank gun for a mouth. He's got, like, howitzer treads on his legs.
Fuck yeah. And he can fucking, like, fly through space and shit.
Yeah. And he can shoot blood
and
out of
so
him.
So fucking discreet. Just discreet as shit.
He will never tell anyone about any of this.
I want to ride...
Oh, maybe he looks like a regular horse by day and then an awesome space tank spiny
Holy
horse by night.
Like a Transformer He-Man. Horse.
Yes.
Yes. Juk, 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 juk. I'm a tank. Juk, 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 juk. I'm a horse.
Come here, Shia. Shia. Shia, come here. Grab my mane. Feed me oats. I'm going to shoot blood out
of
my
face. I'm 8 feet tall. I'm a big robot horse. Does it look like a robot horse, or does it look like a regular horse that transforms flawlessly into sort of a fleshy, maney...
and sprays blood everywhere in the process.
And it's killed instantly.
That's so important.
Shia, you're probably going to want to step back. Shia, get a little bit further.
Here's your Gallagher poncho. Just tuck into that real quick.
Transform from a horse into a horse tank. It will.
You
kill
may get
it
soaked, you will get wet. With horse blood.
With horse blood.
That horse is not going to survive the transformation process. I'm sorry.
I'll never tell anyone.
You are rending parts of that horse that you will not be able to reattach.
No.
Every time we talk about fucking horses on this show, we always talk about just mutilating them? How does that
Because
keep
there's
happening?
Something about destroying one of God's most beautiful creatures.
We basically...
It's so powerful and majestic. I just want to kill it.
We've been going on this beat for about 15 minutes now, designing the perfect horse, and we reached a point where we reached perfect horse that, like, nobody's ever been able to conceive of before, and then we ruined it.
Well, yes. We as human beings often are jealous of the power and majesty of a horse, and then it's time to destroy it.
We reached the apex of
who's
horse,
in charge
of horse possibilities.
I think that the most important thing about a horse, the most important personality, is let's get back to personality for a second.
Okay.
I think the most important personality horse is that it not be too beautiful, because then you want to destroy. Like if you got like some Jared Leto looking motherfucking horse, you're gonna want to take a ball peen hammer to its temple instantly. It's too beautiful.
It's just like Fight Club. You just want to destroy something beautiful, you know?
Yeah,
just smash its face in.
It's like a
with
Twin
another
Peaks
horse
slash glass menagerie glass horse with a horn on it somewhere, and you just want to destroy it.
I just want to slam two horses together. Find the God particle.
Oh, Oh, shit. So, horses.
I hope no jockeys listen to our show.
Yeah.
I hope no horses listen. There's going to be an uprising.
Yeah.
An equestrian discreet uprising.
But an uprising all the same. Griffin, I think it's time for take a little trip.
Sure. Let me strap into this roller coaster ride.
Get on the saddle.
The horse coaster.
The horse coaster to the money zone. Tim Mitchell, Jenna, let me take you back. It's June 23rd, 2007. Des Moines, Iowa. A mountaintop.
Is it?
Angels singing.
Oh.
A discreet horse watches from afar. Shh, shh, shh. And the two of you get married.
I mean, kill that horse.
You, Tim, he's a comic book geek. Her, domestic goddess, baking, sewing, feng shui, interior designing, no problem.
Put that rug on the south end of the room because it's red.
Because it's red.
And you're a fire.
And we're married for 4 years. They don't have any kids in this 4 years of wedded bliss. I think it's just around the corner. I have a good feeling about these things. But they do have an all-black cat named...
Here we go.
Bagheera.
Thank you. And an all-white cat named...
Luna.
The cats are practically kids. They're like furry kids that... You know what they are?
Tell me.
They're basically furry kids that are tiny. Mm-hmm.
Cats are basically furry kids that are sneaky. Sneaky, and they poop in sand.
Yeah.
Which kids
make you like little kids.
By anybody's, system of measurement, they are better than kids.
Because sometimes they don't want you around.
Nice. His nickname for her is too personal to read on a comedy podcast. Her nickname for him is also too personal to read on a comedy podcast, but it's also funny and possibly embarrassing for him. That's Choo Choo. Hey. Mm. Hey, Choo Choo. Come fix this light bulb.
I don't know. I like his nickname for her. I'm just going to say it. It's Bride. And I like
Bride.
That. I like that a lot.
It's very utilitarian.
It's very old school Amish.
His nickname for her is Wife.
Yeah.
Wife Pride.
Goodly wife.
Lady partner.
Saintly bride's groom. Is it groom's bride? Is that how that goes?
Maidenhead.
This is my
I don't know what that word means.
I will build my life.
She was traded to me for a fatted calf.
And this is Choo Choo.
The strongest man in the village.
The strongest man in the village, Choo Choo, the powerful locomotive.
Choo Choo, the Titan approaches. Oh, fuck.
They love to watch movies together and they listen to creative podcasts, I'm assuming like ours. So thank you for that. Also in the money zone, also taking us along with Choo Choo, ride the train and ride it. Fast Karate for the Gentleman. It's a quickly paced, lightly sauced comedy show. Delicately sauced. It's about video games. It's about bad Japanese cartoons. And it only takes you 30 or 60 minutes to listen to.
That seems like a...
So either one or double.
It's kind of a scattershot approach to
showtiming. No, they got the guts to say when it stops working. Maybe that'll be 30 minutes, maybe it'll be 50 minutes. I don't know.
Def can make it 30, but never above 60.
It's a dumb... It says... I'm not saying this about it. This is what they say about themselves. A dumb podcast recorded by two stupid jerks. I hope this podcast is not about branding or marketing because they're not good at it. But what they will do is they'll talk about seminal Kiefer Sutherland pro-torture conservative TV classic 24 and then talk about pudding.
Hold on.
They'll talk about Guardian Heroes.
Hold on.
What? Okay.
I don't listen to podcasts.
Can't blame you.
I would get down on a pudding cast in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Just talking about... You're
missed opportunity.
Jellos, just talking about flan.
Which buffets had the best selection?
Which Golden Corral pudding is served at the best temperature? With
you guys ever had that one with Oreo bits in it?
Fuck, yes, creamy. I have.
Oh, God, what is that shit?
Weekly segment on funny ways to mispronounce creme brulee.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Spoiler alert: it's creme brulee. But yeah.
Crème Brûlée sounds like some sort of sportsman.
Hey, Frank, bring me some Crème Brûlée. You got what? You got Crème Brûlée with the crunchy cinnamon topping.
If you make it, I ran out of Crème Fraîche.
If you want to listen to the internet's premier pudding cast, you can do so at www.daveandjoel.com. That's their website for them.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, so thank you to Tim Mitchell, who wished his wife Jenna a happy anniversary, and Fast Karate for the Gentleman. And now, my favorite moment that I've really been waiting for on the Mighty Zone.
Which axe do you guys want this time? You want standard E-tuning or open C? Because I can do either one.
Do you have your double nut?
Can you just do maybe some drop D? Is that a tuning option that's open to us?
I can take that open C and drop a capo on fret 2, and it's basically the same thing.
All right, let's do it.
Are you guys still talking about guitars?
Yeah.
Travis, I wish you would learn an instrument so that
I learned a recorder in fourth grade.
You can't sing a jingle with the play a recorder with yourself.
No, but you can.
Buns like a motherfucker.
Yes, you fucking can. Don't you tell him you can't do that. That's the best idea. Fuck. Okay, so a fourth wedding anniversary and a pudding cast. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys. If like the two of you guys could maybe get together next time and try and find like two things that have similar thematic elements.
Anything. Oh, by the way, paying for a personal message on your wife's, you and your wife's fourth anniversary is a out loud statement that either us or your marriage will not be here in a year. There's no other message that I could take from that. And since you love your wife, bride, and your husband, Choo Choo, I can only assume that you're saying we will not be doing this.
We better throw this out now because in a year's time it'll be too late.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
The only thing I can think of right now is the matrimony train. Take the matrimony train to
the pudding station.
To pudding news station.
Pudding news station.
Is that like Shining Time Station?
Can you do it to the tune of Dave Matthews Band's Crash?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Good. Fair.
I mean, if you
choo-choo and bride, they eat pudding.
That's good.
See, that the problem is that we have that we'll get taken down by a Digital Millennium Copyright Act from DMB himself. That's a little too dark, according
to me. Wow.
Yeah.
Get on the matrimony train. We're gonna take a trip. Nope. Fuck. I'm gonna use the other guitar. I think that's the problem.
That's the problem. It's not that you're trying to write an impromptu song.
A wedding and also a pudding podcast. God damn it.
God damn it.
Can we agree that would be podcast?
Hey, who's that? Coming down the aisle. It's a beautiful woman in white. And she's carrying in her left hand a tube of Go-Gurt and her man. On one arm, she has her choo-choo. In the other arm, she has the aforementioned Go-Gurt, and she's slurping down the Go-Gurt, and she's saying her vows. They have 4 long years together, and they're not stopping now. They're on the matrimony train to Pudding Town.
Yay! That was good.
Hold up.
I'm not positive though. Is Go-Gurt yogurt? Is Go-Gurt?
Go-Gurt is definitely yogurt. I'm gonna say there's a 50% chance that Go-Gurt is pudding.
I think that it's like squares and rectangles, where not all Go-Gurts are pudding, but all puddings are Go-Gurt.
Well, here's the thing. Yogurt is basically bullshit, nasty pudding with cultures in it.
Uh-huh. Right. To help Jamie Lee Curtis do her boobies.
it says that right on the box. Slam this Go-Gurt and have regular beamers like JLC.
Slam down this Go-Gurt and then enjoy a Jamie Lee Curtis style poopy.
Every time a child eats a Go-Gurt, Jamie Lee Curtis makes a poopy.
Oh, God. That must explain why she hasn't been doing much acting lately.
Go-Gurt got so popular.
Kids, stop eating Go-Gurt.
For the love of Jamie Lee Curtis, please lay off the
Go-Gurt. She's so tired.
It's so raw.
Oh, so
I wish
dehydrated.
I could trade places with anybody.
Kids, please stop.
This is no true lie.
So if please you would like us, if you would like your own jingle and spot in the money zone, you can contact Teresa Thorne at teresa@maximumfun.org. Teresa with an H.
My boyfriend and I disagree on what the term underwear for women refers to. I told him it's just the bottoms, but he's convinced it's both bra and panties.
Oh, Justin. Never. You said that in the grossest way imaginable.
To be fair, it's the grossest word.
It's the
never
worst word.
Just panties.
Oh, God.
What do you guys think? His name's Jeff. So if you could prove him wrong, prove, because that's what we're into on MBBM, scientific proof.
We're going to peer review this shit.
I have a hypothesis.
My hypothesis is that underwear for ladies, and this is just my opening statement.
Okay.
I believe that underwear for ladies refers to both bra and panties.
Oh, God.
Please, 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 let's find a different
word. Can we just say bottoms? Can we say bottoms and avoid that word altogether?
Can we just say girl boxers? Can we just say girl boxers or girl briefs?
Yeah.
Or lady briefs.
Okay, we can remove panties from the discussion.
Oh, God.
Because that's the last time you get to say that word without me quitting the podcast forever.
Okay, obviously. What is it, just the pronunciation that's upsetting?
You're saying it like some kind of supervillain that steals women's underwear and like collects it in a cave.
So no more discussion of panties. I think that the discussion, the debate is really over bra.
Like, I think that it only refers to bottoms.
Really?
Yeah. Because take the bottoms out of the equation and a girl just putting on her bra saying, "I'm putting on my underwear," she's a crazy person.
Oh, man. That's a pretty good argument.
That is a really, really good argument.
I know, right?
Can we get rid of the nomenclature altogether, and can we just call, like, just come up with a specific, like, your panties will now be called bottom shorts, and your bra can be called, like, boob shorts.
Your boobie shorts.
These are shorts for your boobs, so that nobody can see them.
Hey, get those cans and some boobie shorts today. I think Travis has, in sort of unprecedented feat from my brother and me, Travis has sort of single-handedly, I think, won this argument. Because I think that the thing about, you know, separating it, saying, like, that's my underwear.
That's weird as shit, right?
It's like, weird, and you can't say, following that, you can't say, I'm wearing booby shorts, but no panties, so I am wearing my underwear. And it's like, I beg to differ.
That's putting on a shirt and saying, this is my chest pants. Like, it's craziness. It makes you look like a crazy person.
I think that, case closed. Final solution. Sorry, Jeff.
So, Jeff, you're wrong.
Sorry, Jeff.
You're so wrong.
Welcome to a new segment of my brother and me, where we stop giving advice and just belittle someone's opinion.
Hey, Jeff. You're stupid.
Can we just get rid of this whole thing altogether?
You mean the whole bra panty
just
enterprise?
Let them breathe, ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, ladies. That's
saying, like,
gross.
Get rid of the real tangible items.
So, Griffin, which frat did you rush? I'm curious.
Delta.
Get them out.
Delta.
Or Quint Delt?
Quint Delta. They're good. Quint Delt. Fucking killer ultimate frisbee team. Mm-hmm.
We wanted that extra delta so it could be sex delt, but nobody, we couldn't have it. They wouldn't give
it's
it
ridiculous.
To us.
Griffin, you know what I need?
I said a gross thing in there about getting rid of panties so ladies can let them breathe, and it's like, that was so grody to like even joke about, and I don't know if I should like cut it out of the show or not.
No, but then you can't.
But if you don't say the gross thing about Land and Breathe, we can't joke about Quit Delta.
Uh-huh. That's right. Fuck.
You gotta die on the comedy cross.
How about, man, fuck. Guys, I have like five really, really good ones.
Well, that good. Maybe next time you won't have to hound our dear sweet listeners. And you just keep your own strategic reserve.
We're going to do this one because it's the fucking craziest thing I've ever read. It's sent by Jacob Locker, of course. It's by Yahoo Answers user Gabby Bennett, who asks, why would my grandpa kiss my foot?
What?
I was getting a much needed foot massage from my grandpa.
Stop.
He's a professional masseuse. And when he kissed, and when he finished, he kissed my foot. Should I be worried? Additional details. Well, he's technically my grandpa by marriage. He married my grandma in March, but he gave my mom a foot massage, and she said she was weirded out. So
First of all, roaming step grandpa giving foot rubs to everybody, get him out of the house.
There's precedent set by the mom getting the massage and not particularly enjoying it. So that's pretty crazy, right? That's like a crazy fucking thing. That's like a crazy, crazy thing. How about some of these? Let's dip into these answers and just like, you know, let's pull the crowd. Let's pull the audience.
Yeah, pull the audience.
Let's phone a friend on Yahoo. Answer one, Jacob Cohill says, what? No, he's your grandpa and he loves you. That's a good thing.
He's not our grandpa.
That one's got to be like a crazy outlier, right?
Well,
answer two.
I just want to throw out real quick that he's only been her grandpa for like 3 months.
Right.
Yeah, he's probably pretty much not your grandpa yet. You got to earn that title over at least a period of half a year. Gabe Foray says, not at all. He's just being a loving grandpa. It's like a kiss on the forehead or something, but just a loving thing.
No.
It would be weird if he was touchy or kissed you on the lips, but a kiss on the foot is just a loving grandpa thing. What are you saying?
How is your grandpa?
What kind of fucking situation is going on in America with our grand? What is our grandpa situation like? That everyone's like, no, it's completely normal. My grandpappy kisses me on the feet all the time.
Lisbeth says, I don't think so.
This is him. Stop it, Gramps.
Lisbeth says, I don't think so. Was it a small peck kind of kiss or a deep passionate kiss?
And you know what doesn't matter?
Hey, Lisbeth, it kind of doesn't matter.
Deep passionate kiss, creepy. Quick peck on the foot, just as creepy. Like,
did you put the tip in or did you go shaft deep? Doesn't matter. You're pregnant. Like, it's over. It's over.
Yeah.
You can only get so foot creepy wet.
Oh.
Chiquita Bonita says, no, I think you're just taking it a little too weird because it's not something that you're used to. This is, guys, I'm not leaving any answers out.
Wait, say that one more time. It's only creepy because it's not something you're used to?
Because it's not something you're used to.
Isn't that kind of the definition of, like, weird?
Yeah.
You just think it's weird because it's something that's never happened before and it's completely unacceptable. I'm accustomed
to a certain level of my grandpa kissing my sweet feet.
Uh-huh.
Guys, it's not funny anymore. I can't laugh about this. There is a nation of people.
Vermal says, might be a good luck superstition, or he thinks of you as royalty.
Yeah, because that's exactly what it is. Nailed it.
My reason to this.
There are a bunch of people on the internet, and they think that they're great. It's okay for their great. Like, it's not funny to me anymore.
Beautiful 2 number 1 says, I think he's just trying to show honest, innocent affection. Nothing pervy.
Nothing a grandpa does is innocent ever. And grandpas are trying to keep their raging old man libido back, and you let them wrap their digits around some teeny bopper's foot, and her feet still sway from being inside those hush puppies all day, and you can expect a man not to kiss him. You're fucking grossing me out, Gramps. Get out of here, you old man.
There are eight answers on this question. All of them are, no, he's being a grandpa. Here's a Werther's. Let me suck them toes.
Hey, I'm going to take this one level deeper. Why did she have to go on the internet to find out if this was weird or not? What have we done to our nation's youth that has made them like require the internet for a second opinion?
Do we need to drop some PSAs?
Hey, Peepaw, I just logged on your Pentium computer. Why do you have 8 Yahoo Answers accounts? What is the purpose of those right now?
Oh, man. Oh.
Griffin, I want to hear your last question, and I know that we could stay here and joke about this all day. It's not fucking humorous. Like, this makes you want to cry into a cup of poison.
I'm completely happy joking about killing God's most beautiful creature. But when it comes to kissing little girls' feet, game over.
I would rather ride a beautiful horse and not kill it than continue to talk about this.
Every time a grandpa kisses their offspring's feet.
Step offspring's
feet. A horse is destroyed, and also Jamie Lee Curtis has a bowel movement.
So she's a busy lady.
She has a lot on her plate because she has to.
Well, to be fair, she never should have signed that sponsorship contract.
Yeah,
she should have read it first.
She should have. She should have. Yeah,
gotta read the fine print.
Gotta read the fine print. Forever and ever. I want to hear Griffin's last question. First, a couple of real quick housekeeping things. Thank you to female Kyle for posting the Equus video, I guess. Thank you, I guess.
Yeah, thanks for that. I love that the top Google result is a video of my brother penetrating my butt with a beer bottle. That's really good for my future job opportunities.
In short, our live shows get pretty weird. You should come out.
It's okay, guys, because I was pretending to be a horse. So it's totally acceptable.
Oh, so it's totally fine. Ducklips 513, that's Lori, confirmed that Travis looked hubba hubba at the live show. Do want to point out Travis puts together these Twitter shout-outs. Yeah, so
interesting.
I was flattered. And I agree.
Media underscore fairy, she risked her job to convert two customers. So thank you to
her. She is an emergency brain surgeon. And what she did was she got deep down in someone's cerebrum and then like touched the part of their brain that made them like listening to the weird podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you for that.
That's just right.
Thank God.
We got an email from Kara, and Kara asked why we don't have a fan club and that she wanted to start a fan club and how to do that and all that kind of stuff. It's called the MaximumFun.org.
Well, that's not a fan club. Like, that's the nomenclature fan club. By the way, fun drinking game for this episode. Every time we say the word nomenclature, just take a sip of your beverage.
Yeah.
It's a fan
community?
A think tank of like-minded individuals.
Okay, I like that.
Think tank. And it's a great community, and you should be on there.
They're good people.
You should also be listening to all the other Maximum Fun shows.
Yeah.
I think the people who I meant to mention, the people who asked about panty nomenclature.
Panty, did you say?
You should really, that's a question for the John Hodgman, Judge John Hodgman podcast. That's more his wheelhouse. I think
our close personal friend, John Hodgman.
Our basically our best friend and second dad.
And step grandfather.
Jordan Jesse Go and stop podcasting yourself. All the
also, and this is speaking of Maximum Fun, the main reason you need to get over there is you need to see the MBMBAM Super Show, which is a cartoon made by Chris DePue, Sean DePue, the DePue brothers. We'll put it in the forums. You can also go to bit.ly/MBMBAMTune1. That's a little shortcut.
Pretty good URL you got there.
Yeah, thanks.
It's really, really fantastic. We can't thank the DePue brothers enough because it's unthinkably magical.
It's a cartoon of one of our bits. If you want to see more of them, if you would write them a giant check, a giant novelty check to keep making them because you love them so much, let them know, let us know, talk about it in the forums. Share your adoration. We'll put it up there right as soon as we're done recording this, so it'll be there, and you should check it totally out. Is that everything?
I want to thank Mr. Bob Ball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bob Ball does the voice intro for our show every single week. He flies to one of our houses, and he records it fresh because he doesn't like the sound to get stale, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, we've tried to explain to him that that's physically not how it works, but he won't have it.
Freshest sounds, that's all he'll settle
thank
for.
Thank you so much, Bob Ball.
And thank you, of course, to all of you. If you get a second, please tell somebody that you care about to listen to the show. Send them a link to our sampler, bit.ly/itsmbmbam.
And we haven't mentioned it in a while, but if you've joined the show in like the last 20 or so episodes and you haven't yet gone on iTunes and thrown us a ranking or a review or something, we always appreciate it. So
we've got an app there too, an MBBAM app experience that you can get on iTunes. It's like $2.
Also, happy Father's Day.
Yeah. Hey Papa McElroy. Happy Father's Day.
You know, we should get everybody who listens to the show to message or do a tweet at Mac Clint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. MacClint. I think it's just one word. His Twitter handle. Just like send him a message saying, hey, you're like a really good dad.
Good job, dad.
Thanks for spawning three awesome children.
Yeah.
Well, four. Well, and then we'd lost Terry.
Yeah.
He was
cut. That guy didn't have the chops.
Couldn't have the chops to cut it. Life, Griffin. Last question. I'm ready.
Hit me. Okay.
Feel around your skin.
This one was sent in by Krista Whalen. Thank you, Krista. It's by Yahoo Answers user Chinny Yo, who says, "My son thinks that high school is going to be like High School Musical. What should I do?"
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
You're my brother and me. Kiss your dad.
Square on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.